Virtual Conference Pro: Tips and Tricks for a Successful Online Audio Video Meeting, episode number 16 of Online Learning with Gigi. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Lucas Porter. How is everyone doing? Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
With the ongoing global pandemic, the world has shifted to the virtual space for all its needs. Meetings, conferences, and interactions that were a regular part of our lives have now transitioned to the digital realm. Virtual conferences, audio and video meetings have become more than a necessity, they are now a way of life. It has become imperative that we adapt to this new technological age and master it in order to remain in the loop. Virtual conferences may seem overwhelming at first glance, but with the right tips and tricks, they can be made easy and convenient. This podcast will provide insights into how to successfully conduct online audio, video meetings and virtual conferences. With practical tips and tricks at your disposal, you can make your virtual meetings as smooth as possible.
The first important point is to ensure that you have a stable internet connection. A poor internet connection can hamper the overall quality of the meeting and cause disruptions or delays. Therefore, it's imperative to check your internet speed before the meeting. If your internet speed is below average, it's best to upgrade your speed in advance, or try to arrange the meeting at a location where it is possible to have a faster connection.
Another important aspect is selecting the right platform to host your virtual conference or meeting. There are a plethora of virtual platforms available. However, it's best to select one that meets your specific needs. You might want to consider factors like security, customer support, fees and pricing, and user-friendliness when selecting the platform.
In order to make your virtual conference or meeting a success, choosing the right time to host the event is important. Consider various time zones and schedules of the attendees when selecting the time for the meeting. Also, ensure that you don't clash with other events or meetings that might be taking place on the same day at the same time.
One of the keys to successful virtual meetings is keeping the attendees engaged. Oftentimes, virtual meetings can get boring and dry, leading the participants to lose interest or attention. Keeping the meeting short and precise can help combat this issue. Additionally, including interactive elements like polls, quizzes, or even breakout rooms can keep the attendees engaged and interested throughout the meeting.
Another important aspect is a dress code. Presenting yourself professionally by dressing appropriately for the meeting is just as important in virtual meetings as in face-to-face meetings. Dressing appropriately can help the attendees take you and the meeting seriously and stay engaged throughout the meeting.
It's also advisable to have a backup plan in case there are any technical difficulties during the meeting. This could include having a phone or alternative internet device that can be used in case of an internet or equipment failure.
Finally, follow up after the meeting. Send a thank you note to the attendees or even a brief summary of what was discussed. This will help keep the attendees in the loop and help reinforce the importance of the meeting.
To conclude, virtual meetings and conferences are here to stay, and mastering this new age technology is essential. With timely, engaging, and precise meetings, virtual interactions can become a success. The tips and tricks discussed in this podcast can help everyone adapt effectively to the new digital world and make every virtual conference and meeting a resounding success.
Episode 16 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Lucas Porter. Adios.